Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are two major stories this week that are obviously huge stories. One, January 6th, and the lies being told coming out of that committee. All on hearsay testimony now that, of course, the media is covering wall to wall. They want you to believe that Donald Trump tried to kill a Secret Service agent and choke him out and try to commandeer the beast, even though he was in an SUV on the day of January the 6th. Now, that part of the story is what the media has really, 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 really been focused on. Why? Because, well, you've got a former aide at the White House, Cassie Hutchinson. She is alleging that not only did Donald Trump try to kill a Secret Service agent, that he also threw food in the White House's dining room in response to an interview that the former Attorney General Bill Barr conducted with the Associated Press, even though no one is backing up that part of the story either. In fact, her entire testimony is basically dying out. But it doesn't matter, because why? The media is obsessed with covering this story because she said some really cool things. She said some things that she heard from other people. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now. Now, it's really easy to not have to worry about, you know, backing it up, because you're just saying, this is what other people told me. And when other people tell you things, you can lie a lot easier, right? You can say, you know, I was told, she was told, you were told. Did you witness any of this? No, I'm just telling you secondhand what I was told, or third hand at this point. Listen.
When I returned to the White House, I walked upstairs towards the chief of staff's office, and I noticed Mr. Renato lingering outside of the office. Once we had made eye contact, he quickly waved me to go into his office, which was just across the hall from mine. When I went in, he shut the door, and I noticed Bobby Engel, who is the head of Mr. Trump's security detail, sitting in a chair, just looking somewhat discombobulated and a little lost. I looked at Tony, and he had said, did you effing hear what happened in the Beast? I said, no, Tony, I just got back. What happened? Tony proceeded to tell me that when the president got in the Beast, he was under the impression from Mr. Meadows that the off-the-record movement to the Capitol was still possible and likely to happen, but that Bobby had more information. So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby had relayed to him, we're not, we don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing. The president had very strong, a very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel, and when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
I love this, right? All this is hearsay. None of this she actually witnessed and or saw. It doesn't matter, right? Now, what has actually come out of this is we now have been told that she's lying. NBC News is now saying that not only is the lead Secret Service agent, but also the SUV driver, they are now prepared to testify under oath that neither was assaulted and Trump never lunged for the steering wheel. Listen to this from NBC News.
All right, Peter Alexander joins us tonight. Peter, I know you have some major new reporting. A source close to the Secret Service is telling you that the lead agent disputes some of Hutchinson's testimony.
Yeah, so let's walk right through that now, Tom, if we can. That source close to the Secret Service tells me that both the lead agent, Bobby Engel, and the driver of that presidential limousine, the SUV, are prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel. Again, we haven't heard from either of these individuals under oath publicly. They did both testify in the past. It's unclear whether they were asked a specific question as related to this incident. We are reaching out to the committee for more details on that.
Okay, so this is a lie. Is the media reporting it? Yes, they are. They're still going with this testimony, and they're using it. Now, I use this as an example of the bias in the media to show you just how scumbaggery these guys are. And this is no longer a free media. This is state-sponsored propaganda, right? We want to make sure that Donald Trump can never run for president again, because that's how afraid of him we are. So we're going to lie the same way we did about what happened with Russian collusion, the same thing we did when we impeached him. We knew it was a lie. We knew the Democrats paid for the Russian dossier. We knew there was no connections to Alpha Bank. We know that Hillary Clinton made it all up. We know that her lawyers were the ones that created it. We know they lied to the deep state. We know the CIA said it was a lie. We knew the FBI knew it was a lie, but they went with it anyway because they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. And now those same people in Congress, the same exact people in Congress that did all that to this country, are now wanting to sell you this lie and this bombshell testimony. Now, there's another story, by the way, that's happening right now that is not third-hand hearsay, that has later been contradicted. The fact that Secret Service itself, a leading law enforcement agency, is willing to testify against Cassidy Hutchinson's claims is devastating to the credibility of her testimony. But it doesn't matter, because this is exactly what they wanted. They don't have to be credible. They just need someone to say it. It also shows you that this committee is clearly trying to manipulate the public. And yet again, is trying to make sure that you as a citizen will not have a choice, will not get to decide who you want to vote for president. Now, this is what they're doing with a lie story. There's another real story that's happening right now. And it's a story that was put perfectly by Greg Gutfeld at Fox. On his show, Gutfeld, he talked about the Hunter Biden news stories coming out of the Hunter Biden laptop. And he talked about how he referred to this as an abortion from the media to totally just get rid of this story, including some of the new breaking news that has happened this week. Take a listen.
So let's talk about Roe versus Wade. I'm kidding. Gotcha. Let's talk about a different abortion. No. One performed on a story by the media. See what I did there? I tricked you twice. Because it seems every day we find more proof of how corrupt the press is in killing off a living, breathing story out of convenience. It was a group effort strangling a breakthrough expose that would have changed the landscape of an election. The press, along with Dems, Facebook, and Twitter, took the laptop story to their own version of Planned Parenthood and suffocated it with a high-tech blanket. The latest bombshell? Remember how Joe Biden claims he never spoke to Hunter about his dealings with the Chinese? True, they talked mostly about crack cocaine on the 15-hour flight on Air Force Two. But now we know that story is as false as Joe's teeth. He knew what Hunter was up to. Trying to make it rain with multi-million dollar Chinese companies. And after seeing the New York Times piece about Chinese corruption online, Joe called Hunter and told him it was all cool.
Give me a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I need you clear.
Clear. Those were the days, huh?
Now, and this totally, by the way, contradicts everything the White House has been selling us. And that's the point that I made yesterday. It's the point that Gutfeld's making today. This completely and utterly contradicts exactly what this White House said over and over again, that that Joe Biden has never talked. And then Joe Biden said this over and over again to his son about his foreign business dealings, period. Never spoke about it, which you and I both know is a lie. And this voicemail confirms it's a lie. Not only was he talking about it, he was checking in with his son about their Chinese cash cow business dealings. That voicemail proves it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not only does the voicemail left by President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, prove that he was clearly heavily involved in the business dealings, the crime, I would call it, the crimes that were committed by the Biden family, but it also tells you just how much the media is in the pocket of the left. State-sponsored media at this point. That's exactly what this is. It is state-sponsored media, and it has been for a long time. But they should be doing this story. This story should be exploding right now. This story, right, should be huge. Because this isn't the only part of the story that's so big. Right now, the media is also being silent on the other big story, and that's the Russian prostitute counterintelligence scandal. The strange saga of Hunter Biden's waylaid laptop constitutes one of the bigger scandals in the recent history of American journalism and politics to not be covered. In the last month of the 2020 election campaign, Democrats, much of the media, and big tech all worked together to suppress discussion of the laptop by saying it wasn't authentic. They did so in a manner that reeked of collusion between all of them. The impact of the suppression on the election is difficult to gauge. However, since nobody had effectively killed relevant reporting in such a nakedly partisan manner before, well, we now know it probably had a massive impact. In the more than 20 months since that all happened, the media has gradually decided that maybe there's something there after all. Now, it's not because they actually want to report it. It's because many in the media are starting to become disenfranchised with Joe Biden and realize that Joe Biden needs to go. That's the only reason why they're doing it now. The original content that the laptop from hell was mere Russian disinformation has given ground to the reality that it was the careless first son's property. And the media just wanted to look the other way because they wanted Biden to win. The Washington Examiner commissioned a forensic examination that proved it was authentic, and then other news outlets were forced to say it was. The New York Times has said, okay, it's real. The Washington Post has said now, okay, it's real. NBC News has now said it's real. Politico, all of them grudgingly admitted that it's really Hunter Biden's laptop, and the sordid information containing therein is in fact real, which means the voicemail is real, which means that the White House and Joe Biden are liars, and the media is helping him lie to cover it all up. Let me go back to Gutfeld for just a second and listen to the second point that he makes where he's spot on.
When Joe could still pronounce words. Now, I'd call that call a smoking gun, but then Hunter would try to puff it. So what's that say, really? Well, that the president's denials were more full of a toilet at Taco Bell. He did discuss Hunter's shady dealings with his son. And he knew enough from Hunter to worry about this New York Times piece, because the piece featured certain shady people Hunter was trying to do business with using his daddy's name. So while the media had everyone chasing the Steele dossier, which involved made-up Russian prostitutes, Donald Trump and bedsheets paved with gold, there were actual real Russian prostitutes making a killing off Hunter Biden, which was financially covered by Pop. That, according to the Washington Times. Yeah, it appears President Biden paid for his son's frolics with an escort ring based in Russia before he became president. And I got to say, what a cool dad. Yeah. All my dad got me was a baseball glove and a Schwinn. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the glove and the bike, but it's no hookers. Dad. No wonder I stopped growing. Everybody in my block got hookers. I got a bike. Anyway, it's being reported that Joe paid for the sex inadvertently, but doesn't Joe do everything inadvertently? He's the Mr. Magoo of presidents. The guy's so clueless, people from his son to woke staffers can run scams on him from morning to night. Even the teens at Baskin-Robbins have been putting mayonnaise in his cone and telling him it's French vanilla. Just for a laugh. And I'm fairly certain Joe is the only person to have actually returned a phone call about his lapsed car insurance. In this case, the Times reports that Joe wired his son 100 grand to help him pay bills from December 2018 to January 2019. That's six figures in just a few months. But in fairness to Hunter, you know how expensive organic kale, eggs, and chicken is at Whole Foods. And also, there's the whores. They're more expensive than gluten-free boxed water, which is why I cut back on the water. But it makes you view the Steele dossier in a different light. Now, do you see why it was pushed so hard and why the press refused to let it go? It was all a diversion from the real stuff, this stuff. The dossier was a decoy from the real sex scandal, which has always been a typical Democratic strategy. If they are guilty of something really bad, they will accuse you of it first. Well, before you have time to figure out it was them doing it all along. You know, it's why I keep accusing my wife of wearing my underwear. Yeah. So what? That means he's wearing her underwear. Good job, Columbo. So while Democrats and media obsess over one day in January, they don't want you interested in how those protesters ended up there, why they were angry. That's a root cause they won't chase because it leads right back to them and their corruption and their collusion. January 6th came from a sense that we were all being screwed by institutions working together. You know, what Time magazine happily called a cabal. Remember, they boasted about swaying the election afterwards. So many of the protesters behaved badly. They broke the law and they will pay for it. But their overarching instincts about saving the country from a corrupt system is the product of sanity. That's why the Hunter Biden laptop story scares the media so much. It proves so many people right. It was a bombshell story buried under mutual agreement between the most powerful entities in America. And if you brought the story up, you'd be fitted for a tinfoil hat in minutes, thrown off social media, and labeled a crazed conspiracy theorist. And the goal? To get the guy out that they hated so much and bring in the feeble old man they could control behind the scenes like a human drone. All it takes are note cards and a few pallets of Depends.
He's referring, of course, to those note cards that say, offshore wind drop by sequence of events. The president's card he held up that he didn't realize the media was going to take a picture of, where it says, you, all capital letters, enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to the participants. You, all capital letters, take your, all capital letters, seat. Press enters. You, deliver brief comments. You ask Liz Schuller, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. No, Liz is joining virtually. You think participants, you depart, all capital letters. This is how you deal with a guy that's clearly not in charge of the country. The point that Gutfeld was making and is making now is there are two very important stories happening side by side. It's the same point that I've been talking about now for days. And these two different stories, one is one day, January 6th, where they refuse to let that go because they want to make it where you don't get a chance to decide who you want to be president. They want to end forever Donald Trump's political career. The same people that tried to overthrow the will of the people are the ones doing this now, the same exact people. They want to make sure that you and your leaders are disqualified from serving this country. That's how much power they believe they have. And they're on their way to do it right now. they want you to believe that Donald Trump tried to grab the wheel of the steering wheel, right? And that he tried to, you know, literally strangle a Secret Service agent, that he was totally unhinged. They also want you to believe in testimony that the president wanted Mike Pence to be hung. They talked about that as well. Now, as the story continues to become unraveled, they don't care. They don't care that they're lying to you. This last lie, the one that's the most just absurd, is that Donald Trump didn't want to stop the rioters because he thought Pence deserved to be hanged. They actually went with this. Listen.
Conversation and in the crossfires, you know, I heard briefly like what they were talking about, but in the background, I had heard conversations in the Oval dining room at that point talking about the hang Mike Pence chance.
Liz that Cheney. Ended, Ms. Hutch- Listen, this is Liz Cheney setting up this witness. You ready for this? Ms. Hutchinson, I need to ask you a question. I'm Dick Cheney's daughter. I'm the one that hates the president more than anybody. Listen to me.
Hutchinson, with you recalling that you heard the president, Mr. Meadows, and the White House counsel discussing the hang Mike Pence chance, and then you described for us what happened next.
It wasn't until Mark hung up the phone, handed it back to me. I went back to my desk. A couple minutes later, him and Pat came back, possibly Eric Hirschman too. I'm pretty sure Eric Hirschman was there. But I'm confident it was Pat that was there. I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, you heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. To which Pat said something, this is effing crazy. We need to be doing something more. Briefly stepped into Mark's office. And when Mark had said something, to the effect of, he doesn't think they're doing anything wrong, knowing what I had heard briefly in the dining room, coupled with Pat discussing the hang Mike Pence chance in the lobby of our office, and then Mark's response, I understood there to be the rioters in the Capitol that were chanting for the vice president to be hung.
Let me pause here on this point. As rioters chanted hang Mike Pence, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, Mike deserves it. And that those rioters were not doing anything wrong.
This is the story that the media hopes you'll believe. That this woman, who has already lied, and we know it, right? Already lied. We know that the lies already happened. About this idea that Donald Trump trying to, you know, strangle a Secret Service agent and commandeer the car to go back to the Capitol. Right, that this is what Donald Trump was doing, and now the Secret Service and the driver are saying never happened. They now want you to believe that he's sitting there at the White House saying, well, go hang Mike Pence, my vice president. They should do it. And they want you to believe that all this is totally real. The same way that they told you that Russian collusion was real. The same people that told you that Russian collusion was real. Okay? The same exact people that told you that Russian collusion was real. The entire time they knew it was a lie, the entire time they knew Hillary Clinton paid for it, they now want you to believe them all over again.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
As the media refuses to report on the Biden scandal, there are big headlines that actually come with that, right? Much bigger than January 6th and this insanity they're trying to sell you, which is that Donald Trump actually tried to murder a Secret Service agent with his bare hands and commandeer the car to go to the Capitol. Not a joke. They want you to believe this. They want you to believe that he was throwing food and ketchup at the wall because of an interview that he saw with his attorney general. They want you to believe that Donald Trump said Mike Pence deserves to be hung by the people at the Capitol. What's the other story the media is not covering? That Joe Biden's money ended up in a human trafficking ring through Hunter Biden. What's the media not covering? The fact that we now know that Joe Biden's been lying to you the entire time about his business dealings. And on the laptop, we know that there's that audio recording. And that audio recording is, hey, bud, just want to talk to you about China and our business dealings. Hope you're doing all right. No rush. But this article that's coming out tomorrow, I just read it online. It looks good. I like it. I like the article. It's really good stuff. Love you, Dad. Hey, American people, I never talked to my son about his foreign business dealings, but I did call him at 8:15 at night on a Wednesday night to let him know that the China article looked great.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
There it is. There it is. You know, I love you, right? I love you. Love you, man. Thanks for all you're doing for the family business and making us rich. Oh, by the way, I'll send you some cash and you can go get you some more hookers, right? Because we know that part of the story has come out as well. Nobody wants to talk about the human trafficking money that ended up in the hands of the Russians. Nobody wants to talk about that. Now, I will, and Fox News will, but that's about it. Listen to this.
What if we told you some of Joe Biden's money may have wound up in the hands of a human trafficking ring? And what if that human trafficking ring was run out of Russia? We're not kidding. According to the Washington Examiner, in early 2019, Hunter spent over 30 G's on Russian sex workers. And it was the big guy who was footing the bills, sending Hunter at least $100,000 all in 1 month. and it looks like Hunter was using it to pay Russian prostitutes. Newly obtained text messages by the Examiner shows one instance where Hunter negotiated the price of a 16-hour tryst, costing him a pretty penny, too. Almost $10,000. But here's the kicker. Less than 90 minutes after Hunter received wire instructions, his dad, Joe, just happened to send him $5,000. Are we supposed to assume that it's just all a coincidence? Will you be the judge? And just hours later, still short of the full escort's fee, Hunter got into what appears to be a little dispute with the sex trafficking ring, telling his Russian point person that the escort didn't speak English and was frustrated. Well, Hunter's father barely speaks English, so I don't see why that was a problem. He even recorded a video with the escort to prove he's been a good customer. Watch this.
Is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that.
This is him recording him talking to the Russian prostitute, talking about how she doesn't speak English, saying that he's treated her with more respect than anybody else would respect a hooker. This is, he recorded this on video and is complaining about the quality of the hooker who he says, I just paid 10 grand for.
Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met.
Yeah, Hunter is the most respectable person ever. Investigative reporter Andrew Kerr of the Washington Examiner.
This is the story the media you would think would cover. The president lied. The president did know about all the business dealings and was heavily involved in the business dealings and these corrupt business dealings. We now know that. He said he wants to talk to him about the article about China coming out tomorrow. It's in the voicemail. We have it. The president is a liar, and we know this. Even The Hill reported this week in shocking new details that Hunter Biden frequently covered family expenses, new text messages reveal, which means all of their money was commingled. And Joe Biden knew that Hunter Biden was paying his bills through all of their business dealings.
Over the weekend, we learned that Hunter's lucrative business dealings often included giving as much as 50% of his earnings to his dad, President Joe Biden, according to text messages on the old laptop.
The text read, quote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter allegedly said to his daughter Naomi in 2019. Quote, it's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Pop is in reference to the president.
Yeah, no big deal there, right? Just look the other way. Act like this never happened. Kellyanne Conway was on TV recently, and she said, we now know through NBC News that Biden lied to us that Hunter made no money off his presidency. We just now know that is not true.
So now we know through NBC News, Washington Post, not a right-wing conspiracy, Sean, we know that this was real. And we also know that of that $11 million, $5.8 million is from two Chinese deals. The other money comes from Burisma Holdings, an energy company. Now, we know Joe Biden has no energy, and we know Hunter Biden has no energy experience. So we still have questions. Joe Biden lied in the debate in 2020, lied to all of us. Like, they lie every day now. They lied. He lied by saying that Hunter, quote, made no money off of his presidency, made no money in China. What? You see the facts now coming through NBC News.
And it's not just the reporting that you just heard. There's more that has come out of this laptop that the media is not covering. Hunter Biden's emails that are still leaking out, right, are still being recovered from that laptop, are now showing they received money from foreign corporations for setting meetings between then his business partners and, yes, his father. Listen to this reporting.
As power grew, so did the money. It really all kicked off in 2013 when the Biden family business picked up steam after Vice President Biden boarded on to Air Force Two, destined for Beijing, China. Alongside him was the smartest man he knew, his son, Hunter, who was on the trip strictly for business that day. He was about to start up the Biden Family Global Affair. And what better time to launch it than when you have the Vice President of the United States ready at your disposal? Hunter, being the opportunist that he is, set up an introduction between his dad, the Vice President, and a shady Chinese businessman named Jonathan Lee in a Chinese hotel lobby. That meeting was as sweet as apple pie. The two shook hands, and it was later described as a good social meeting. And the reward was even better. Just like that, the Biden family was offered a $20 million fortune 10 years later. A full 10% stake in a Chinese finance company directly backed by the Communist Party. And to sweeten the deal, Hunter got to sit on their board and play businessman. But the best part of it, the Bidens finally had some street cred in China. No better time to milk dirty Chinese money than when Joe had some bills to pay and Hunter had a crack addiction to fund. So in 2015, the Bidens began cashing in checks from a giant Chinese energy conglomerate that serves as the arm of the Communist Party's Belt and Road Initiative.
All this information, by the way, that you're hearing right now is public knowledge. Anybody could report this the same exact way that I'm playing you this report right now from Fox, because we all have it, right? That's why I can give it to you. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, The New Yorker, The New York Times, The LA Times, USA Today. They could all run everything that you're being told right now. This is not exclusive information. It has been released. But what do they want you to believe? Ho-ho. They want you to believe that the president of the United States of America attacked a Secret Service agent, tried to choke him out, and he tried to commandeer a vehicle. Even though, at least, I will give credit, NBC News is now saying that never happened.
All right, Peter Alexander joins us tonight. Peter, I know you have some major new reporting. A source close to the Secret Service is telling you that the lead agent disputes some of Hutchinson's testimony.
Yeah, so let's walk right through that now, Tom, if we can. That source close to the Secret Service tells me that both the lead agent, Bobby Engel, and the driver of that presidential limousine, the SUV, are prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel. Again, we haven't heard from either of these individuals under oath publicly. They did both testify in the past. It's unclear whether they were asked a specific question as related to this incident. We are reaching out to the committee for more details on that.
They want you to believe the story, though, because it's just too good not to tell you. The real story, all this info on Hunter Biden. No. We have it. We just don't want you to know it.
A direct national security threat to the United States. It wasn't just Hunter. Even Joe's own brother, Jim, got involved. The two of them raked in almost $5 million from these Chinese oligarchs, most of it from consulting fees. It didn't take a genius to realize these guys reeked of corruption. One of the company's top dogs, a guy by the name of Patrick Ho, was put under FISA surveillance by the United States intelligence arm for bribing African leaders and helping Iran evade U.S. sanctions. Seriously. But Hunter actually saw some more dollar signs out of it. He flaunted his Yale law degree and somehow got the Chinese to pay $1 million for his legal services. They even gave him a 3-carat diamond. Big rock. Now, the guy ended up in jail because, well, Hunter's no criminal attorney. They didn't know that, but hey, Hunter got a quick million. That's what Bidens do. The Biden family business was booming in China. And Joe couldn't help but get directly involved. When scheming up a joint Chinese company, emails show they were openly talking about cutting 10% of the deal for the big guy. If there was ever any doubt as to who the big guy is, Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, made it clear for us.
It has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times.
Joe told us he never once talked to his son about his deals. Well, I guess he's just a lying dog-faced pony soldier then.
I love this over and over again, right? Joe Biden said, never talked about the business dealings. Well, we got a voicemail that says, not only were you lying about that, but you were all up in it because you even knew about the articles coming out about the business dealings of the family in China. But don't worry. Media is not going to touch this, folks. No, 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 no. They want you to believe that Donald Trump tried to choke out a Secret Service agent and commandeered the vehicle, grabbing the wheel like a psychotic man to go back to the Capitol on January 6th. That's what they want you to know. Or that's what they want you to believe. Please make sure you help all the info we told you today go viral by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review if you listen to the show, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.